Welcome back to a new episode of Driving with Dad, a podcast that explores the road of fatherhood. I hope you enjoyed today's show. And if you do, please share with family and friends and do subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Driving with Dad. Enjoy the ride. Welcome back to Driving with Dad. Today's subject is family governance. I was born into a dictatorship. The year was 1967. Children are to be seen, not heard, was one of my dad's favorite lines. Or perhaps it was heard and not seen. I believe he used both. Structure and discipline were the norm. Boundaries were set. Roles and responsibilities were well-defined, and the household was run firmly. There was no running in the house. Clothes and belongings were not to be littered around. There were no loud voices, except my father's on occasion. There was never any back talk. A detailed Saturday morning chore list was posted every week for my sister and I to complete. Our tasks included vacuuming, washing windows, and yes, even dusting. You name it, and it was on our list. It was a rare Saturday that there wasn't some sort of list. We, of course, fought the list and did everything possible to get out of our duties. I say duties because that's what it felt like. I was responsible for helping out for the common good, pitching in and doing my share, whatever that meant. I hated the chores, but I still did them, as did my sister. She seemed to have a better attitude, but I think as the older child, she may have selected her own chores. It never occurred to me to say no or simply not do the chores. There would be hell to pay. Homework was only done in my room and, of course, finished before any TV. Music was allowed, but quietly and, again, only in my room. Children's opinions mattered not. We shared dinner together every night. Everyone ate the same meal. If you didn't finish, you didn't leave the table. Period. It was the 70s. Parents enjoyed absolute power. Looking back 40 years later, there is zero doubt I grew up in a quasi-dictatorship. My father ruled firmly. And like most dictators, Dad was well supported by his wife. My mom never, ever crossed him. She rarely chose the kid's side, at least not in front of my dad. Deference to her husband was her number one priority. She loved us. She spent tons of time with us and did all the things moms do. But she blindly supported her husband. Not surprisingly, my upbringing was a direct result of my parents' own experiences. They were born in the early 30s, into the Great Depression. They were 9 and 11 when World War II started. They were raised modestly and appreciated everything as earned. They attended college in the 50s. My dad served in the Korean War. Glenn Miller and Nat King Cole played on the radio. They married and started a family in 1964. They grew up in an era where questioning a parent was simply not an option. There was a direct line of authority, and children dared not cross the line. Across the wedding aisle, my lovely wife was born into what I can best describe as a benevolent monarchy in 1969. Her parents divorced when she was 7, and she and her younger sister were raised almost exclusively by their mother. Aside from divorce at a young age and growing up way too quickly, she enjoyed an open and freewheeling childhood. There were few boundaries or responsibilities. She was encouraged to talk and speak freely. Her opinions mattered. She moved houses and cities several times and didn't enjoy the stability that I took for granted. But she always had her mother's unwavering love and support. I'm pretty sure my wife and her sister studied whenever and wherever they pleased. Their music played freely throughout the home. There were no regular Saturday chores that anyone can recall. In fact, I asked my mother-in-law if she remembered any specific responsibilities for the girls. After a long pause, her thoughtful reply was that the girls helped with dishes and occasional laundry. No dusting? My in-laws were born in the late 40s. They were the original baby boomers. And while just 14-plus years younger than my parents, they grew up in a vastly different era. They listened to Elvis and Buddy Holly. They attended college in the 60s during the Peace and Love Woodstock era. It was a markedly different period than when my parents were born and raised. Societal norms had rapidly evolved. The simple proof, my in-laws had kids in their early 20s, while my parents had my sister and I in their mid-30s. Looking back now, it's obvious that our wildly different upbringings would dictate how we approach this thing called parenting. What would our family governance strategy look like? And what exactly is family governance? Well, according to Webster's, family governance is a framework for joint decision-making among family members based on shared values, a common mission or purpose, and a collective vision for the family's future. Typical issues addressed by a family governance framework include the roles, rights, and responsibilities of family members. The roles, rights, and responsibilities? Maybe we should just focus on roles and responsibilities. Not sure what rights I enjoyed as a child. Fast forward 3 decades, and we have raised 2 children in what would widely be considered a democracy. If not a democracy, the next best description would be anarchy. Our home has few, if any, rules, very little structure, and limited responsibility. For as long as I can remember, the only chore our kids ever had was to take the trash out on Wednesday night. Somehow, it was never clear to either of them whether the project was simply emptying the in-house waste baskets into the garage or also taking the trash recycling from the garage all the way to the curb. I mean, it was literally 32 feet away. Their defiance and stall tactics always sent me into a quiet rage. What is not clear? Take the damn trash out. I'm now the father and have none of the control my father enjoyed. The hammer that was dropped on me regularly has never been an option. My kids now wield the hammer. Their mother doesn't blindly support me like my mother did for my father. She generally sides with the monkeys. The support my mom afforded my father has never been there. My wife is almost exclusively focused on keeping the kids happy rather than aligning with her husband. It's just the way things have unfolded. Somehow, in some way, children today have secured equal rights in the 21st century. It's been trending for years, but I never thought it would go this far. I don't ever recall having a family election. There weren't any campaigns. Make the Friel House great again in 2014. No, it definitely felt more like a silent coup. Our kids had become our equals. Never mind that Dad worked his ass off to pay the bills. My wife and I put food on the table and kept a roof over their heads. Not to mention some killer family vacations. But damn it, I still sought the law and order that my dad enjoyed. I wanted to play dictator. Dad wanted control. But it just didn't matter. Any semblance of 1970s law and order was long gone, and the inmates now ran the asylum. Randall McMurphy would be smiling. Throughout middle school and high school, my kids did their homework wherever they pleased. Their belongings were littered across the house. If they didn't like the dinner or breakfast menu their mother provided, she would make them something different. They watched TV and listened to music whenever they pleased. Other than the weekly trash argument, our kids barely did dishes or much of anything. Maybe an occasional 9-minute vacuum job. They didn't dust, clean windows, or sweep. So what the hell happened? Where did we lose our way? When and how did all the serfs rush to the high tower and overthrow the lords? I blame the moms. Moms are the root cause of the uprising. Can you name a dad alive anywhere on the planet that wouldn't still enjoy being 100% in charge of the family castle? It's a dad's dream that you have the final say in all matters. Of course, it's a bit more complicated than that. So what is the best government for your children? I have no clue. My father had a non-existent father, no role model whatsoever. He sought order and became a benevolent dictator where children should be heard and not seen. My mother had extremely strict parents from New England that were firm. It wasn't really a stretch for her to be the family general. She executed the dictator's instructions to a T. Again, it's not to say there wasn't love, regular family time, and amazing road trips and vacations, but it was always crystal clear. They were my parents and not my friends. That's not good or bad. It just is what it is. My parents just didn't take any crap or backtalk. It just wasn't tolerated. Conversely, my wife routinely accepts backtalk, bends to the kids' wishes, and watches Dad flail in the wind. And our kids know this fact and see it 100 miles away. They know that Mom is their buddy, and they can softly manipulate her for their benefit. It's complicated for sure, but my wife's prime focus has always been on her kids rather than her husband. I used to spend so much time and effort trying to maneuver my children around, almost like they were pawns on a chessboard. Turn off your phone, clean your room, take out the trash, turn off your music, blah, 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 blah. Don't do this, do that, do it now. So much time spent in futile effort to have them be my little soldiers, understanding my thinking rather than us learning and listening to how our children thought and felt. Meanwhile, my wife was being raised by a very loving mother and grew up in a democracy. If not a do whatever the hell you want. I'd say anarchy, but it was based solely on love and also based on a divorce at a very young age. In truth, it could not have been further from my upbringing. And in lots of respects, that is a very good thing. I remember my mom used to blow a whistle to retrieve me from playing with friends while up the dead-end street. Yes, I responded to a whistle being blown. The first time, I'd ignore it. The second time, I'd, maybe I should go. If it blew a third time, I was in deep trouble. Pavlov would be proud. It's so funny to think now that the thought that my kids would come running if we blew a whistle. Oh my God. They didn't listen. They did whatever they want. And my wife let them run free. And in hindsight, that's what it should have been. Let them run free. I was so controlled and everything was so structured. And I think I just felt beat down as a kid. And my mom never supported me. She never had my back. And to this day, I think there's scar tissue that she didn't support me. And here I am now as a parent, and I want the control. I want to be like my dad, but that's really not the best thing. And my wife, she's got my kids back. God bless her. She has the kids. Don't worry about the monster. He's always going to be there. But support them. And what if my mom had supported me? What if my mom took my side? What if my mom told dad, no, you're wrong. You know, let him listen to the music in the living room or whatever it may have been. My mom never had my back. Never had my back. And for 24 years, my wife has always had her children's back. Always. And I've struggled with that. I've struggled big time because I so want that control. I want the control that I never had as a kid. And it didn't help me well to be raised like that. And now I want the same thing. I'm like, I want control. I want control. Well, that's not the way it works. And thankfully, my wife is just an amazing mother. And she loves her kids so dearly. And she loves her husband. And deep down, she's willing to take my abuse. She's willing to hear my tirades. Why don't you ever support me? I've said they're grounded. Blah, blah, blah. She always, and not I always use these absolutes. You always, never. She generally supported the kids and said no to her husband. And I think that's the generational shift that's occurred. Moms have so much more power. They've always run the households, but they ran it quietly. And, you know, the general would come home and have everything orderly and have his cocktail ready. And, you know, again, think better housekeeping. But my wife is a modern day woman and she supports her husband. She's loving, but the kids come first. And that's the way it should be. That's the way it should be. And I'm so happy that my kids were raised in an environment, in a democracy. Even though I wanted a dictatorship so badly, I'm okay. I'm okay that they grew up where their opinions mattered, where they could, you know, talk back or provide feedback, should I say. I didn't always like it, but now as they're gone, I'm sitting back and I'm like, okay, I think it worked out. Our kids turned out great. And I think part of it's because there was such a diverse background for their parents. My parents were Depression era kids. They were 9 and 11 when World War II started. And my in-laws, they were in the Vietnam era. They were hippies. They weren't hippies, but they were closer to hippies than my parents. And again, they had kids in their early 20s. My parents waited until the mid-30s. So many differences, and everything's kind of collided, and all of a sudden, we raised our kids in a democracy, and it worked out just fine. And I think it's interesting to note that, again, my wife's dad is still around and very integral part of her life now, but he wasn't there, you know, raising her. And so my mother-in-law didn't have a partner. All the power, all the responsibility rested with her. So she couldn't rule with an iron fist. She had to be more delicate. And she's such a wonderful, wonderful woman and raised her daughters with just love and kindness. So maybe it's okay not having a dictator like I had. And my mom was the enforcer. I mean, she was my mom. I love her dearly. But she was the enforcer of my dad's wishes. So I think our kids are the huge beneficiaries of just two vastly different upbringings, and we both brought strengths, and I'd say weaknesses to our parenting approach. I think at some level, I wish my wife had been a little more supportive, and on certain occasions, you know, you break the rules, you get grounded. There's got to be some consequence. And I fought so long for little itty bitty things, but I think I lost most of the battles, but I think together we won the war. and that we ham and egged it a little bit. And, you know, I did get some support over the years. It wasn't like I never got my way, but the kids just enjoyed a democracy. And I think I'm a little jealous. I think part of it is like, I'm like, fuck, I wish I had that. I wish I could say, oh, I don't want the wild rice and the beef stroganoff. I'd rather have a pizza. I never, ever thought that I could say no to dinner. And our kids are like, ah, we don't want that. Or what do you want? My wife used to make three different meals, one for us, one for our son, one for our daughter. It was like a short order cook. My mom made three meals a day. You ate it or you didn't eat it. And if you didn't eat it, you were still sitting at the table. And our kids turned out fine. They ate food. They're alive and kicking, but it's like, I used to try to keep them at the table. Like, oh, you can't eat. And my wife would be like, they're 5 minutes. Oh, you can get up. I'm like, no, we're trying to teach them. We're trying to get a little discipline. You can't leave the table before you finish your plate. You just can't. I grew up in a world where you did not leave the table unless you finished your food. My kids did not. And I look behind me. It's like you're going into battle and you're looking behind you like there's no one there. Whereas my dad would go into battle. My mom was like right there, just, you know, the lieutenant in charge executing the orders. So funny. So funny. So if you're just beginning on this wild parenthood journey, I mean, think about it. I mean, everyone comes in with their own baggage, their own history. And as you come together, no one teaches you how to become a parent and you know, what structure you want to provide and what are the rules and who's in charge, et cetera. I definitely think the moms are in charge now. I think the dads have ceded that. And I'm actually okay with it. Again, I fought it for a long time, but I think my kids have turned out so well, much because of the love of their mother. And she supported them and protected them on occasion. Protected them from my yelling, from my need for control, my desire to be the boss and be the king. She'd have none of it. And while the kids saw through that, I think they knew I meant well. But even if I didn't mean well, mom had their back. And I think knowing a parent has your back is so, so crucial, so important. And my wife always had the kids' back. And now she's stuck with me. Kids are gone, honey. Time to have my back. Okay. Anyways, enjoy driving with Dad. Thanks for listening to another episode of Driving with Dad, a podcast that explores the road of fatherhood. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And if you did, please share with friends and family and please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Driving with Dad. Enjoy the ride.